We are aware of the body in the sitting posture, and we let the mind rest on the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. And without losing this embodied presence of the mind, we will now proceed to the first two spokes in the wheel of our Satipatthana practice. Anatomical parts done swiftly and elements done slowly. Beginning with the anatomical parts, starting on top of the head, aware of skin, and from the top of the head to the face, neck, both shoulders simultaneously, both arms, the hands, front of torso, back of torso, both hips, the legs, and the feet. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture of the skin, cultivating an attitude of non-attachment. And the flesh, beginning with the feet, moving up the legs, the hips, and the torso, the hands, the arms, the shoulders, neck, and head. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture of its fleshy parts, cultivating an attitude of non-attachment. And the bones, beginning with the head, from the head to the neck, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, hips, legs, and the feet. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture of its bones, cultivating an attitude of non-attachment. And the elements, earth element, solidity, hardness, starting with the head, away of the head area, and knowing there's some earth element. No need to strain or force ourselves, trying to distinctly feel or sense the earth element. Enough for our purposes to know that it is there. There's some solidity in this part of the body. Particularly evident in the bones, but found throughout the head. And from the head to the neck, away of this part of the body, with the knowledge there's solidity there, earth element. and from the neck to one shoulder. Choosing one shoulder, we are aware of this part of the body with the knowledge there's earth element, that quality of solidity, hardness. From the shoulder to the upper arm, earth element. Lower arm, earth element. And the hand, earth element. The other shoulder, earth element. Upper arm, earth element. Lower arm, earth element. And the hand, earth element. Upper half of torso, earth element. Lower half of torso, earth element. Choosing one hip, earth element. Upper leg, earth element. Lower leg, earth element. And the foot, earth element. Other hip, earth element. Upper leg, earth element. Lower leg, earth element. And the foot, earth element. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture as pervaded by the earth element, with the understanding earth element internally in this body, earth element externally, outside, in nature, just the same, no real difference. And this earth element is not something I can truly own, completely control. This earth element is empty, empty of itself. What element, principle, quality of cohesion, wetness, and we start off with the foot where we left off, away of that foot with the knowledge there's some what element there, particularly prominent in the bodily liquids, in the fleshy parts and organs of the body, but what element is found throughout the foot, throughout the whole body. Aware of this foot and knowing this what element. From the foot to the lower leg, what element. Upper leg, what element. And the hip, what element. The other foot, what element. lower leg? What element? Upper leg? What element? And the hip? What element? Lower half of torso? What element? Upper half of torso? What element? One hand? What element? Lower arm? What element? Upper arm. What element? And the shoulder. What element? Other hand. What element? Lower arm. What element? Upper arm. What element? Shoulder. What element? The neck. What element? And the head. What element? And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture as pervaded by the what element, with the understanding what element internally, what element externally, just the same, no real difference. And this what element is not something I can truly control, permanently own. This what element is empty, empty of a self. Fire element, that principle, that quality of warmth, temperature, starting with the head. We are aware of the head with the knowledge that there's some fire element in there. Temperature is particularly discernible at the skin level, but fire is found throughout the head, throughout the body. Away of the head with the knowledge there's some fire element, some temperature, some warmth. And from the head to the neck, fire element. One shoulder, fire element. Upper arm, fire element. Lower arm, fire element. And the hand, fire element. Other shoulder, fire element. Upper arm, fire element. Lower arm, fire element. And the hand, fire element. Upper half of torso, fire element. Lower half of torso, fire element. One hip, fire element. Upper leg, fire element. Lower leg, fire element. And the foot, fire element. Other hip, fire element. upper leg, fire element, lower leg, fire element, and the foot, fire element. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture as pervaded by the fire element, with the understanding fire element internally, fire element externally, just the same, no real difference. And this fire element is not something I can permanently own, truly control. This fire element is empty, empty of a self. And the wind element, the principle, the quality of motion, oscillation, vibration, starting off with the foot where we left off, aware of the foot, with the knowledge there's some motion going on in there. Some wind element. The most prominent manifestation of the wind element in this body is the process of breathing. But the wind element is found throughout the foot, throughout the whole body. Aware of the foot, with the knowledge there's some wind element. And from the foot to the lower leg, wind element, upper leg, wind element, and the hip, wind element, the other foot, wind element, lower leg, wind element, upper leg, wind element, and the hip, wind element, lower half of torso, wind element, upper half of torso, wind element, one hand, wind element, lower arm, wind element, upper arm, wind element, the shoulder, wind element, the other hand, wind element, lower arm, wind element, upper arm, wind element, and the shoulder, wind element, the neck, wind element, and the head, wind element. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture as pervaded by the wind element, with the understanding wind element internally, wind element externally, just the same, no real difference. And this wind element is not something I can permanently own, truly control. This wind element is empty, empty of self. This body, made up of a combination of earth, water, fire and wind elements. Empty body. Empty of self. And being empty, so dependent on supply, supply of these elements from the outside. Earth element in the form of food, water element in the form of beverage, fire element in the form of warmth, clothing, heating, and wind element in the form of breathing. So dependent. And most dependent on the most ephemeral of these four elements, the wind element, the constant supply of oxygen. So dependent. And having cultivated non-attachment through contemplation of the anatomical parts, and insight into emptiness, the emptiness of this body, through contemplation of the elements, and having rooted mindfulness well in the body through this continuous body scannings, we are now ready to proceed to open awareness. Based on our foundation in whole body awareness, whole body mindfulness, opening up to experience at any of the sense doors in whatever way it unfolds. Just aware. Just aware without choosing, rejecting, liking, disliking. Balanced awareness and aware of change, changing phenomena, impermanence, rising. Passing, rising, passing, rising and passing away. Impermanence. And as we keep practicing like this, sooner or later, mind is bound to get distracted. As soon as we realize, smilingly, without a trace of negativity or aversion, smilingly we come back to the only time when we can live, the present moment, realizing, oh look, mind has taken me for a ride. And if this was just a short distraction, somewhat like meeting somebody on the road, saying hello, and then moving on, we just come back to present moment. But if it was a longer distraction, somewhat like meeting somebody on the road and then sitting down for a longer chat, we discern the emptiness of the distraction, the empty nature of the daydream, fantasy, memory, imagination, that has taken us away from the present moment. Just as the body is empty, so the mind is empty. And this distraction, this fantasy, this memory, just feelings bubbling up, just perception creating a mirage, and the mind's intention against our purposes to continue with this distraction, like a plant and tree without any solid essence. And consciousness, aware of this all, just like a magical illusion. Empty. And having discerned the emptiness of this distraction, we decide whether this contemplation of the empty nature has sufficed for rooting us in the present moment so that we can open up again to open awareness, or whether maybe it is better to give the mind something to do. Do another body scan, getting the mind occupied. And with this gradual scan, going part by part, making it easy for us to notice when the mind wanders away. At times we might even decide to start all the way back with the anatomical parts, working creatively, attuned to the needs of the mind in the present moment, that is mindfulness, that monitoring ability, knowing what is suitable. And sooner or later, we are back to open awareness again. Open awareness, mindfulness firmly rooted in the body. Anything that manifests at any of the sense doors is experienced as impermanent, as changing phenomena. Planting the seeds of wisdom, growing the seeds of insight, step by step, we are progressing on the path to full realization of emptiness. Keep practicing like this.